Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch up in this crazy professional world? Like everyone else has their career path all like perfectly mapped out, and you're just kind of like, what am I doing? Well, today's deep dive is for you. We're diving into the career journey of Sonia Verma. And she's a lawyer who's not just navigating, but like thriving in this crazy world of law and tech and global business.
It is a crazy world.
It is a crazy world. And she's not afraid to make some pretty bold moves along the way.
I like her already.
I know, right? So what I thought was so fascinating about Sonia's story is that she really embodies this new generation of legal professional. It's not enough anymore to just understand the law. You've got to grasp how it all intertwines with tech, with global markets, even with entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. I mean, the world's changing so fast, and the law has to keep up. It's not just about dusty old books anymore.
No, not at all. Okay, so let's rewind to the beginning of Sonia's journey. So she started with a dual degree in business law
Oh,
from
interesting.
the National Law University in Jodhpur, India. Now, for our UK listeners, that's similar to a 2.2. And this university, it's not your average law school, right?
No, not at all. I mean, National Law University, Jodhpur, very well respected in India. And that dual degree, that's a big deal. That tells us that right from the start, Sonia was thinking about the real world application of law, you know, how it plays out in the business world. It's like she understood that legal decisions today, they're not just about legal precedent. They have huge financial and strategic implications for
Yeah,
companies.
it's like that business acumen gives her an edge, right?
Totally.
And here's what I find really interesting. So she dabbles in a couple of things early on, and then boom, she transitions into these in-house roles.
Interesting.
It's like she knew she wanted to be right there in the thick of it, working directly within companies.
Absolutely. And I mean, think about it. Law school gives you the foundation, sure, but it's those in-house experiences, that's where you really learn to apply it all. You're making decisions in real time, often under a lot of pressure. Talk about a crash course.
Totally. It's like learning by doing, right? And speaking of dynamic environments, let's talk about Sonia's time in India. She lands these really interesting legal counsel roles at companies like Make My Trip.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
And Tripodo. Big players in the travel and tech space.
For sure. And those aren't your traditional, like, stuck in the mud legal fields either. You're talking about companies operating in the thick of the digital age. Online transactions, user data, international regulations. Sonia wasn't just drafting standard contracts, she was helping these companies navigate a whole new world.
It's true. So we see her resolving high-value disputes, implementing something called contract lifecycle management. And I don't know about you, but that's not something I hear every day. And then on top of all that, she had to deal with that whole GDPR compliance whirlwind a few years ago.
Oh, tell me about it. GDPR was a game changer.
Can you imagine having to get all of that right for a company as big as Make My Trip?
It's huge. And, you know, managing GDPR compliance isn't just about knowing the law. It's understanding the tech, navigating data privacy concerns, and making sure the company adapts to all these constantly evolving regulations. She was on the front lines of a massive legal and technological
It's
shift.
like she was building a legal fortress in the wild west of the internet, brick by digital brick.
Exactly. And those skills, being able to adapt, learn on the fly, find solutions in uncharted territory, those are golden in any industry, but especially in tech.
It's clear she wasn't just keeping up, she was thriving, which makes her next move even more interesting. So she lands this role as senior legal counsel at HomeLane.
Okay, I know Homeland. They're doing some really interesting stuff.
Right, so we're talking about spearheading legal operations for the entire company, reporting directly to the CFO.
Wow, that's a huge vote of confidence.
It really is. I mean, this wasn't just about managing legal matters, it was about advising those high-level stakeholders, making sure the company's operations were ethically and legally sound.
You need serious communication skills for that, business acumen,
Absolutely.
a deep understanding of the company's goals. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility.
It really is. So I'm curious, what does that actually look like day to day? What are some of the specifics she would have handled in that role?
I mean, think about all the legal needs of a booming tech company like that. You've got contracts, compliance, protecting all those brilliant ideas they've got as intellectual property.
Right,
And
brilliant.
somebody has to make sure all of that runs smoothly.
It's a lot.
And then there's the ISO 27001 certification. She oversaw that.
Okay, now that sounds pretty technical.
It is. It basically means she helped them build a really strong system for managing their information security,
Ah, okay.
which is a big deal for any company, but especially one handling sensitive user data.
Makes sense.
And get this, she was involved in private equity deals too.
Wow, she wasn't kidding around. That's next level stuff.
It really is. It shows how much trust the leadership team had in her.
Totally. Okay, so she's got this incredible role. She's clearly killing it.
Right.
And then what does she do? She decides to pursue an LLM in London.
Interesting.
It's like, wait a minute, you're at the top of your game. Why would you go back to school? This seemed kind of counterintuitive to me.
I can see why you'd think that, but I think it just shows how proactive Sonia is about her career. I mean, she could have easily just stayed put in that role,
Right.
but she understood something really crucial. The legal field, especially when it comes to tech, it's changing so
Oh, for
fast.
sure.
An LLM for her wasn't about adding another line to her resume. It was about really diving deep into those areas that are going to be shaping the future of law. And where better to do that than London?
Oh, yeah. London's like the hub for all of that.
Exactly. It's a global hub for legal tech and innovation.
So it was less about climbing the ladder and more about, I don't know, future-proofing herself, becoming an expert in the things that are going to matter most.
Exactly. And she didn't just study these things in the abstract either. She chose to specialize things like AI
No
regulation
way, that's too
and
theme.
legal tech, fields that are just exploding in London right now.
Totally.
But here's what I find really interesting.
Is that.
She didn't just want the theoretical knowledge. She wanted to get her hands dirty, you know?
Oh, interesting. She took roles with legal tech startups,
Oh, yeah.
places like LawSeek and SueHub, getting practical experience in the exact areas that she was studying.
So she was getting the best of both worlds.
Exactly. And I think that decision to immerse herself in the practical side of things, those cutting-edge fields, that's huge.
Totally.
It's one thing to understand AI regulation in theory, but to actually be on the ground floor, working with startups, navigating those uncharted waters.
Right, it's total different.
Completely distant. So she's got the education, the amazing work
All
experience,
right.
but then there's this whole other side to her story too, isn't there?
Right, the certifications, the volunteering,
All of that.
all the stuff that doesn't always fit neatly into a job description.
Yeah. Are those just resume fillers? Or is there something more to it? That's what I was thinking. What do you think?
I think those extras, they tell you a lot about a person.
Okay, how so?
They show initiative, a willingness to go above and beyond, a commitment to constantly learning. It's like she's saying, okay, I've got the legal skills, but here's what else I bring to the table.
Yeah, and what she brings is impressive. We're talking certifications and commercial awareness management development, even a finalist in a law and tech competition. And then the volunteering, raising funds for the London Legal Walk.
Fantastic cause.
I know, right? For those who might not know, that's an event in London that raises money for free legal advice centers.
It's so important.
It really is.
Yeah.
It shows that she's not just about the corporate world, she really cares about access to justice.
Absolutely. And don't forget about her experience with legal.
Right, Kleagle. I was wondering if we were going to get to that. That's the law clinic at Queen Mary University of London, right?
That's the one.
What does she do there? Sounds like a pretty incredible opportunity.
So at Legal, Sonia actually provided legal advice to a femtech startup.
Femtech. Okay. Now, for those who don't know, what exactly is femtech?
So femtech refers to companies that are developing technologies specifically focused on women's health.
Oh, interesting.
So we're talking software, devices, all sorts of things. It's a rapidly growing field, and understanding the legal and ethical issues in that space is huge.
Absolutely. It's like being on the cutting edge of innovation and social impact.
Exactly.
So, what did that look like for her? I imagine advising a startup is pretty different from working in a big corporate legal department.
Oh, it's night and day. You're not just given a file and told what to do. You're often working directly with the founders,
Right.
who are incredibly passionate but might not have a legal background at all. So you're not just giving legal advice, you're educating, problem solving. You become a trusted advisor.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and in Sonia's case, it involved analyzing documents, helping to plan interview questions, conducting client interviews, drafting legal advice letters.
Wow, the whole gamut.
all under the guidance of experienced legal professionals, of course. But still, it's an amazing experience.
It sounds like it. So it's like a legal boot camp for working with startups.
Exactly. Bridging that gap between legal expertise and the real-world needs of these innovative companies.
Really cool. I'm sensing a theme here with Sonia. She consistently seeks out those hands-on opportunities, not just to apply what she's learning, but to learn from other people, too.
Mm.
It's not just about what she knows. It's how she uses that knowledge to make a real difference.
And that's such a crucial point. She's not passively absorbing information.
Right.
She's actively looking for ways to apply it, to learn from others, to contribute to something she's clearly passionate about.
So inspiring.
It really is. And speaking of actively seeking out opportunities,
yes,
we can't forget about her participation in the Legal Cheek vacation schemes.
Oh, right. Tell me about those. What are they exactly?
So those schemes are a fantastic opportunity for aspiring lawyers in the UK.
Oh.
It's not just about attending workshops and masterclasses led by legal experts.
Mm-hmm.
It's about really immersing yourself in the legal landscape, understanding different practice areas, making connections with people who could become mentors or peers.
So it's like she's playing a multidimensional career game.
Exactly. It's not just what you know, it's who you know. And it's also about constantly expanding your skill set and your network.
Totally.
Yep.
And that's something we can all learn from no matter what we do, right?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that learning doesn't stop when you graduate or get that big promotion.
Right.
It's about having that growth mindset and continuously seeking out ways to expand your knowledge, your skills, and yes, even your connections.
It's so true. So if you had to sum up what makes Sonia stand out, what would you say? What's the biggest takeaway from her story?
To me, it's that combination of ambition, adaptability, and just a relentless commitment to always be learning. She could have stayed in her comfort zone, but at every turn, she pushes herself further, whether that's exploring new legal specializations, taking on leadership roles, immersing herself in the world of legal tech.
Right.
She's not just keeping up with the legal landscape.
Yeah.
She's actively shaping it.
It's so inspiring, especially for anyone who might be feeling stuck or unsure about what they should do next in their career.
Absolutely. And that's why I think it's so important to look at someone like Sonia's journey, not as something unattainable,
right,
but as a roadmap.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that your own career path doesn't have to be this straight line.
Mm-mm.
It can be about exploring different areas, acquiring new skills, even pivoting entirely if that's what feels right.
It's about embracing the adventure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes that means taking a leap of faith,
mm-hmm,
like Sonia did when she moved to London.
Big leap.
It was a big leap.
It was, but those leaps of faith, they can be scary, but they can also open up these incredible opportunities for growth.
Right.
Things you never could have planned for.
It's about having the courage to just go for it.
Exactly. Get out of that comfort zone.
Right. I mean, Sonia's journey is like a giant neon sign flashing, it's never too late.
I love that.
It's never too late to learn something new or chase a passion or completely reinvent yourself.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
And you know what else I love about her story?
What's that?
The skills she's picked up along the way. I mean, we're talking about technical, legal skills,
yeah,
communication, problem solving.
Right.
Those are universal tools.
Oh,
you can use those in any industry.
Absolutely. It's like she's built this incredible toolkit for herself.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Sonia's incredible journey, I'm left thinking, what if we all approached our own careers with that same curiosity, that same drive? What kind of impact could we have, not just in our own professional lives, but in the world around us?
It's a powerful question.
It really is.
And I think Sonia's story gives us a glimpse of the possibilities.
It really does. So for anyone listening who's feeling that little spark of ambition,
yeah,
take it from Sonia, go for it.
The world is waiting.